Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
KCBS Insider Phil Mateer is making a special Friday afternoon appearance because so much is going on. And Phil, we appreciate you being here. We have two things to talk about today. First, Oakland Mayor Barbara Lee announcing this morning that the immigration operation was expected to flood Bay Area cities. Federal agents this weekend, it's been called off. What's your take?
Well, my take is that there was a little bit of overreaction on the locals' part. From the get-go, President Trump made it clear that it was intimating that it was going to San Francisco. That was the direction he was going on. And it wasn't necessarily militarization. What we saw were agents from various border and possibly customs and immigration descending on the Alameda Coast Guard station for deployment to San Francisco. Now, with the president's remarks, if you look at them closely, he kept talking about the need to clean up San Francisco's criminal problem. It's possibly a reference to the open drug dealing markets we see on the Tenderloin, which have been historically run by Honduran gangs. And the idea of sending agents in there for a sweeps to clear that out was possibly what he was talking about and being urged to do by some of the tech titans in San Francisco. But once it got out of hand and started talking about possible militarization, if there was a bad reaction, those same tech titans went back to the president and said, can you call it off? And he did. And from the get-go, sources were telling us that it was limited to San Francisco. And once that operation was done, they would be heading out. And that looks like exactly what's happening.
Okay, because yesterday there were some people on edge. We had protesters in San Jose and Oakland worried about that.
You know, Margie, and that's where it could have gone. Let's just say that it was limited to San Francisco and you had ICE and other agents descend upon the Tenderloin. You've been there. I've been there. There would be the dealers, the drug dealers, but there would be innocents as well that might get caught up in this. And then there would also be, you can bet, the protesters. We saw them at the Alameda Coast Guard station try to block it, try to interfere. That, in turn, creates problems. You start having flash bombs go off. The ICE agents will be defending themselves. And then that could drag in everybody. In Los Angeles, it wound up in a near riot situation for a couple of blocks. They were burning cars. And that's when the president sent in the troops. So it can be a very antagonistic situation, as we saw just on them showing up. And that, thankfully, is not going to be something we would see in San Jose or Oakland, because it could have gotten really dicey there as well.
Okay, let's pivot, because this is some really interesting news. The Department of Justice is preparing to send in federal election observers to California and New Jersey, targeting, mm-hmm. of course, we're both Democratic states. We're holding off your elections at the request of state Republican parties. What's going on here?
Well, what he's doing is sending them to those counties in New Jersey and where they're having a governor's race. And in California, where we have Proposition 50, which is a move by Governor Gavin Newsom and the state legislature to ask the voters to allow for a redrawing of the district maps in California for congressional races, in order with the idea of sending more Democrats to Washington, D.C. than Republicans. The targeted counties, I have understanding, are Los Angeles, Orange County, Kern County, Riverside County, and Fresno. Sort of Republican strongholds, or where they might say, hey, are the illegal immigrants going to be voting in these areas? There's a lot of questionable farm workers down there or something like that. You can hear it going right now. Is this unprecedented? No. Let me give you an example. In 2022, during the midterms, the Justice Department sent election monitors to 24 states to monitor in order to see that the Federal Voting Rights Act was being enforced by more conservative states and areas. So the monitors are one thing. They're just going to be standing there. The question is, how are they going to be used? Are they going to be used to keep an eye on things, or are they going to be gathering things that can be then used when the election doesn't go the way, say, the president wants it, that he can say there are reports or questions being raised about the election in California and New Jersey? We'll have to wait and see.
Okay, but I have to bring this up because we Californians vote by mail. A lot of the time, I mean, that the polling sites are empty on election day.
I know, but they're still there. Margie, some of this is just not realistic. Okay, some of this doesn't make a lot of sense. You're right. California is votes by mail. And so you're sitting there going, what are they going to be doing? And chances are very little except for keeping an eye on things and osaging those Republicans that ask for them. On the flip side of it, you know that this election, voting by mail, it's a great way to do it, but it's a heck of an expensive way. They're talking about $275 to $285 million cost for this election. You know, it's going to be clean. I'd hate to see somebody try to raise questions on it, but it's going to be costly as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+.